This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents The Love Poetry of John Donne, read by Academy Award-winning actor Richard Burton. This selection includes Go and Catch a Falling Star, a poem marked by a witty display of worldliness, skepticism, and fickleness.
I wonder by my troth what thou and I did till we loved. Were we not weaned till then, that sucked on country pleasures childishly, or snorted we in the seven sleepers' den? 'Twas so. But this all pleasures fancies be. If ever any beauty I did see which I desired and got, 'twas but a dream of thee. And now good morrow to our waking souls, which watch not one another out of fear. For love, all love of other sights controls, and makes one little room, and everywhere. Let sea discover as to new worlds have gone, let maps to other worlds on worlds have shown. Let us possess one world, each hath one, and is one. My face in thine eye, thine in mine appears, and true plain hearts do in the faces rest. Where can we find two better hemispheres without sharp north, without declining west? Whatever dies was not mixed equally. If our two loves be one, or thou and I love so alike that none do slacken, none can die. Go and catch a falling star, get with child a mandrake root. Tell me where all past years are, or who cleft the devil's foot. Teach me to hear mermaids singing, or to keep off envy stinging, and find what wind serves to advance an honest mind. If thou be'st born to strange sights, things invisible to see, ride 10,000 days and nights till age snow white hairs on thee. Thou, when thou return'st, will tell me all strange wonders that befell thee, and swear nowhere lives a woman true and fair. If thou find'st one, let me know. Such a pilgrimage were sweet. Yet do not. I would not go, though at next door we might meet. Though she were true when you met her, and last till you write your letter, yet she will be false ere I come to two or three. Busy old fool, unruly son, why dost thou thus through windows and through curtains call on us? Must to thy motions lover's seasons run? Saucy, pedantic wretch, go chide late schoolboys and sour apprentices. Go tell court huntsmen that the king will ride. Call country ants to harvest offices. Love, all alike, no season knows nor clime, nor hours, days, months, which are the rags of time. Thy beam so reverent and strong, why shouldst thou think? I could eclipse and cloud them with a wink, but that I would not lose her sight so long. If her eyes have not blinded thine, look, and tomorrow late tell me whether both the Indias of spice and mine be where thou left them, or lie here with me. Ask for those kings whom thou sawst yesterday, and thou shalt hear all here in one bed lay. She is all states and all princes' eye. Nothing else is. Princes do but play us. Compared to this, all honors mimic, all wealth alchemy. Thou, son, art half as happy as we in that the world's contracted thus. Thine age asks ease, and since thy duties be to warm the world, that's done in warming us. Shine here to us, and thou art everywhere. This bed thy center is, these walls thy sphere. For God's sake, hold your tongue and let me love, or chide my palsy or my gout, my five gray hairs or ruined fortune flout. With wealth your state, your mind with arts improve. Take you a course, get you a place, observe his honor or his grace. Or the king's real, or his stamped face, contemplate what you will, approve, so you will let me love. Alas, alas, who's injured by my love? What merchant ships have my size drowned? Who says my tears have overflowed his ground? When did my coals a forward spring remove? When did the heats which my veins fill add one more to the plaguey bill? Soldiers find wars, and lawyers find out still litigious men which quarrels move, though she and I do love. Call us what you will, we are made such by love. Call her one, me another, fly. We're tapers too, and at our own cost die, and we in us find the eagle and the dove. The phoenix riddle hath more wit by us, we two being one are it. So to one neutral thing both sexes fit, we die and rise the same and prove mysterious by this love. We can die by it, if not live by love. And if unfit for tombs and hearse our legend be, it will be fit for verse. And if no piece of chronicle we prove, we'll build in sonnets pretty rooms. As well, a well-wrought urn becomes the greatest ashes as half-acre tombs. And by these hymns all shall approve us canonized for love. And thus invoke us. You whom reverend love made one another's hermitage, you to whom love was peace that now is rage, who did the whole world's soul contract and drove into the glasses of your eyes, so made such mirrors and such spies that they did all to you epitomize countries, towns, courts. Beg from above a pattern of your love. I am two fools, I know, for loving and for saying so in whining poetry. But where's that wise man that would not be I if she would not deny? Then as the earth's inward narrow crooked lanes do purge sea water's fretful salt away, I thought, if I could draw my pains through rhyme's vexation, I should them allay. Grief brought to numbers cannot be so fierce, for he tames it that fetters it in verse. But when I have done so, some man, his art and voice to show, doth set and sing my pain, and by delighting many frees again grief which verse did restrain. To love and grief tribute of verse belongs, but not of such as pleases when 'tis read. Both are increased by such songs, for both their triumph so are published, and I, which was two fools, do so grow three. Who are a little wise, the best fools be. Sweetest love, I do not go for weariness of thee, nor in hope the world can show a fitter love for me. But since that I must die at last, 'tis best to use myself in jest thus, by feigned deaths to die. Yesternight the sun went hence, and yet is here today. He hath no desire, nor sense, nor half so short a way. Then fear not me, but believe that I shall make speedier journeys, since I take more wings and spurs than he. Oh, how feeble is man's power, that if good fortune fall, cannot add another hour, nor a lost hour recall. But come bad chance, and we join to it our strength, and we teach it art and length itself for us to advance. When thou sighest not wine, but sighest my soul away. When thou weep'st unkindly kind, my life's blood doth decay. It cannot be that thou lov'st me as thou sayest. If in thine my life thou waste, thou art the best of me. Let not thy divining heart forethink me any ill. Destiny may take thy part and may thy fears fulfill. But think that we are but turned aside to sleep. They who one another keep alive ne'er parted be.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.